Holy 2024 by Krishna's Mercy.
ततो में मातर ऋषि समानिया निजाश्रमे आश्वास्य होशता वत्से यावत्ते भर्तुरागम. Quote, Prahlad Maharaj continued, the great saint Narada Muni brought my mother to his ashrama and assured her of all protection, saying, my dear child, please remain at my ashrama until the arrival of your husband. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.7.12.
The annual occasion of Holi has a rich tradition rooted in a specific triumph, occurring in a specific place, at a specific time against specific forces who would be considered the most formidable under any honest assessment. The person to whom that triumph belongs was not interested in victory, in competition, in becoming famous, or even in avenging the many horrible wrongs committed against him. To honor his bravery, sacrifice, and shining example of heroism under fire, both in the figurative and literal senses, we make the humble attempt to try to describe Prahlada Maharaj. Under the self-imposed parameters of using only a few headings or categories, we see that five-year-old child as such.
1. An historical figure.
Vyasadeva and other notable saints of the Vedic tradition did not have anything lacking in their lives. It is not that they were in a desperate search for additional sense gratification, the kinds of which they had already renounced. They did not require conjuring up fictional tales or spinning mythological narratives when there is already sufficient material upon which to meditate for countless lifetimes. In this regard, we can say that at the most basic level, Prahlada Maharaj is a character from history. He appeared at a certain time within the family of the Daitya leader named Hiranyakashipu. For saintly people around the world, it was an inauspicious time. They were under the control of Hiranyakashipu. They feared him. They moved cautiously. It appeared that nothing could stop that leader who had been blessed by boons from the Creator himself, Lord Brahma.
2. A devoted and respectful son.
Prahlada was not antagonistic. He did not have proclivity towards rebellion. He was not necessarily against the father. Rather, Prahlada adhered to proper etiquette. He showed respect whenever meeting Hiranyakashipu. When living with the spiritual guides, there were no harsh words used. There was no talking back, giving responses meant to incite anger or wrath. Prahlada was a gentleman, though still within childhood.
3. A devotee of Vishnu.
The distinction with Prahlada is that he heard wisdom of the divine while within the womb. He was not born yet, but Narada Muni had arrived to continue the tradition that predates recorded time. Because of this transfer of knowledge, Prahlada took birth as a devotee of Vishnu, who is the supreme personality of Godhead. This was an ironic twist to the story, as Hiranyakashipu hated Vishnu. The Daitya leader rose to the heights of prominence and influence precisely to suppress the allegiance to Vishnu that the world has known. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, whether a person is aware or not, they follow the Supreme Lord in all respects.
Ye yatha ma prapadyante, tans tathaiv bhajame aham, mam vartmanu vartante. Manushah parth sarvasha. Quote, all of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.11.
Prahlada's inclination towards devotion to Vishnu, who was correctly viewed as the source of everything, the single person most responsible for any exhibition of strength, did not sit well with the father. How could something like that have happened? Hiranyakashipu controlled everyone and everything. Why did he fail with his own son during the period of childhood, no less?
4. A person who spoke the truth.
To make matters worse, Prahlada always spoke the truth. He was not intimidated by the conditions surrounding him. As Hiranyakashipu was the leading force in the attempt to stamp out allegiance to Vishnu, Prahlada's alignment represented something like a coup against authority. The boy did not see things that way, but any words of faith would surely be at odds with the predominant culture of the area. It did not matter. Prahlada still spoke truthfully. He saw the entire life experience in the proper perspective, namely that of duality. He understood that the different dualities were subordinate to Vishnu, that God the person is always above the different kinds of conditions, such as up and down, happy and sad, living and dying, father and son. Prahlada would even instruct his classmates. When the teachers were not around during the recess period, Prahlada would explain how meditation on Vishnu was the best activity. To become realized in the self, to understand how that self is non-different from the Supreme Self, was the purpose of the valuable human form of life. Running a kingdom, enjoying the senses, dominating others, putting others into a fearful condition, exploiting others to raise yourself up, these were the tendencies of the less intelligent.
5. A survivor of the worst kind of abuse.
The occasion of Holi ties to a specific event in Prahlada's childhood. Hiranyakashipu tried to deprogram the boy. That did not work. The father then resorted to violence. Eliminate the enemy within, under the spotlight, with the lights on, to speak, in full view of everyone around. Just get rid of a 5-year-old child. The problem is that nothing seemed to work. One of the methods employed was fire. With help from the Danava race, the father intended to burn his son by placing him in fire. The opposite ended up occurring. Prahlada survived, as did his devotion, all the way through to the auspicious arrival of Vishnu as Narasimha.
In closing,
since in devotional ways set, my sister quickly get no more rebellion to transpire. We shall toss him into the fire. His strength then we will see. Just how strong Vishnu is he? What possibly could go wrong? Task should not take too long.